It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
That's right, the blob is back, or a small cousin of that warm patch of water off the West Coast. That's thanks to all this amazing, warm, clear weather we've been having. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and he's going to explain how that came about in just a bit. First, though, let's hear the forecast, Cliff. It sounds like it's a good idea to get out and enjoy the weather this weekend.
That's right, Bellamy. Get out this weekend. I'm warning you, because a terrible thing is about to happen. We are going to go from the very typical beautiful weather here in early to mid-October into the transition to winter. So we've had high pressure over us. Temperatures have been above normal. We've had a dry situation. But when you come to Tuesday, everything changes. The flow is going to come in. The jet stream will be aimed at us, and we're going to turn much rainier, windier, and colder. First, we had to get through the weekend. It looks like the temperatures will be in the low 60s, dry, some low clouds in the morning for many people, but they'll break out later on during the late morning and afternoon, so not too bad. Monday will be a repeat of that. But then on Tuesday, as the jet stream switches towards us, we'll see storm systems, first a weak one, late Tuesday, and then stronger ones on Wednesday and Thursday that will bring substantial rain, some wind, and temperatures won't get up much more than the mid-50s as we get past Tuesday.
And it sounds like the end of all this great weather for us also likely means the demise of that warm little patch of water we like to call the blob. Where did this thing come from?
Well, we've had high pressure over the eastern Pacific for the last few weeks. And what that has done is that it's resulted in light winds that has allowed the water to be relatively warm at the surface. See, normally when we have storms coming through, the winds from the storms mix the upper layers of the ocean, bringing cooler water up to the surface. But if we have high pressure and associated low winds, what happens? We don't have them mixing, and the water tends to be warmer. And that's what happened. And over the last few weeks, the water in the Gulf of Alaska and the North Pacific have gotten warmer and warmer. And so we have this big blob of warm water there now, maybe in the order of, you know, 4 or 5 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. So that's the son of blob. It's there. But I have bad news for blob lovers. It's probably going to weaken substantially this week as the whole flow regime switches with low pressure out there over the ocean.
So that will kill the blob.
The blob is going to die. There's no doubt about it. And I can't see the blob coming back too fast now, because all the long-range models suggest we're going to get low pressure in the Gulf of Alaska, as we should. The jet stream is going to strengthen and move southward, and we're going to get one wet weather system after the other. It's very typical for this time of the year, and it's going to happen.
And you mentioned something else related to high pressure that you've observed lately, noisier mornings. You had someone email you about this. She thought that she was hearing louder sounds in the mornings.
That's right. It's kind of strange, but it makes sense. I had a listener, blog reader, who noted that she was hearing these train sounds from far away and was wondering what was going on. Well, it turns out that has to do with our beautiful weather. We've had high pressure and clear skies. That has allowed the Earth to radiate heat to space, especially since the nights are getting longer. So with the Earth being cooler and the air still warm above, we had an inversion that formed virtually every night. And the inversion got very strong. At one point, it was 20 degrees Fahrenheit warmer at about 400 meters above the surface than at the ground. Well, it turns out a strong inversion can actually bend sound waves down to the ground. Normally, sound waves propagate up and away from a sound source. But when you have a strong inversion, the sound waves are bent down towards the ground and therefore can be heard at much further distances. And that's exactly what's happening. I went out there with my little dog and I heard traffic from miles away. I heard some train whistles. It's amazing how far sound can propagate when you have a real strong inversion like we've had the last week.
Who knew? Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.